Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Jane Nielsen.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. It was so good to see you at a tourism meeting last week. And I'm going, Jane, I haven't seen you for a long time. But Jane, you're from the area. You've been around for a long time.
I am. I grew up in Audubon and lived in Harlan for 9 years and moved to the Omaha area. And now I'm back.
You're back. Well, that's good. Glad to see you. And we want to talk about what you're doing in Shelby County, but let's start out with this long title, Shelby County Entrepreneurial and Technology Center. What is that?
Well, it's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
So I'm kind of using the acronym ETC.
Okay.
Entrepreneurial and Technology Center. It is for all of Shelby County, and it is for anyone looking to start a business or expand an existing business, and they basically need space. The building is south of the intersection of Highway 59 and Highway 44, right south of the new settle-in on the east side of the highway there. And we've got about 6,500 square feet available right now. Originally, the building had 10,000 square feet, and my office, the office of Shelby County Develop Source, is in there. We have a conference room. We have a gallery area that folks can use. Anybody that lives or works in Shelby County can use that space to work in, visit with clients, hold meetings. It's Wi-Fi enabled, so you know they can bring their laptop and do their work. And on one end of the building, we currently have a client, a business in the building. They're using about 1,800 square feet, and that's a small call center. And on the other end of the building is the 6,500 square feet of space that's available for a startup business or a business that just needs to expand. And the idea of the Entrepreneurial and Technology Center is that it's an incubator or an accelerator. So a business can come in and have all the services and space provided for them to start a business, grow a business, get some time and business under their feet, and then be able to move on into additional space somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So I like those two terms, incubator or accelerator. So mm-hmm. It kind of depends on where you're at with your business, whether you're beginning or whether you're ready to expand and take off.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, I'm sure there's a rental fee for this.
There is. There's very good lease terms, and the idea is to get somebody in at the lowest possible cost and be able to work on all areas of their business. We offer additional services, all free, for businesses looking to start or expand. Some of those include business plan development, cash flow projections, loans. We've got a local revolving loan fund, and then there's also additional funds available, state and federal funds, marketing and sales assistance, and also business mentors.
Good. So lots of pluses there besides the space and getting started. You have lots of pluses there that you add for people.
There are, because yes. If you're looking at starting a business, you'd need a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
You, obviously, somebody that's looking at starting a business or expanding an existing business has an idea or a product or a service that they are passionate about and obviously are ready to maybe take it out of their garage or out of their spare bedroom, and they just need a little bit of help.
Well, we know some great businesses that started those places, but then the way they went. Now, is like the business plan part, is that available before somebody would come in if they're thinking about this?
Yes.
So you have some sources.
All of the services are available regardless of if they use our space.
Okay.
Let's say they want, they're in any one of the small towns throughout Shelby County or in Harlan, and they just want to start a business. They can. There's a lot of information on our website that can help them. They can come into the office. They can make an appointment with me, and I can facilitate some of those services for them and obviously help them grow.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Jane Nielsen from Shelby County. What's the website?
The website is www.developsource.com.
I notice on your card that there are a couple capital letters. Do those have to be in there?
I'm sorry, what?
Does develop and source have to be capitalized?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
All one word, DEVELOP SOURCE.com.
Okay. Now, Jane, you've mentioned several times that this is all provided for Shelby County people. What if somebody from outside of Shelby County is thinking about that they would like to come to this area?
Well, we would love to have more people move to Shelby County. So the services and the space would be available if somebody was looking to relocate here as well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, okay. And, we need to draw more people to our, mm-hmm. our rural areas, and lots of advantages for doing that. Jane, you also are the Economic Development Director. That's usually what I think we think of, although your title says Develop Source, Shelby County Economic Development. So let's just talk about some things going on in Shelby County.
Well, there's lots of things going on in Shelby County. There's been a lot of expansion. There's a couple of businesses that are looking at expansions in the next year or two. That's Proliant and Shelby County Cookers. CDS Global recently took on some additional business, and they'll be bringing back 50 employees that have been furloughed, and also adding some additional employees. The small call center in our space is actually looking to add some folks already. So lots of exciting things going on, a lot of growth and development. Shelby County has a lot of uniqueness about it, much like every county in Iowa. But we've got great tourism in Elkhorn. We've got Panama Transfer in Panama. We've got, of course, all the ag businesses throughout the county, and I know the farmers are really
getting real itchy, aren't they? Some of them probably are getting a little cranky even.
Yeah, and driving up 59 this morning, I saw there's really a lot of water yet
yes.
in the field, so we need a little sunshine to dry that out.
Yes, that would be good. Well, sun shining so far today, so let's hope it keeps going. A little breeze wouldn't hurt now, too. You know, we can complain about the wind, but maybe right now we need some of that. You know, you start mentioning some of the smaller towns, and I think we all forget about sometimes that there are exciting, really positive things that happen in those small towns as well as kind of the main town in the county.
That's true. And people stay in those communities. Young people maybe go away to college and come back. They want to farm, or they want to raise their kids in the environment that they grew up in. They want to take advantage of the great school systems and the health care available, and just the wonderful rural lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can sort of speak to coming back, since you were in Omaha, not real far away, but at least in the city atmosphere, and here you are back in Shelby County and really promoting Shelby County.
Yes.
Any events coming up that you want to mention? Just, you know, those daytime, weekend, whatever events that you want to mention?
Well, I know Relay for Life is big all over the county, and that's coming up. And they're doing something different this year. They're going to have, instead of going to the track, they're going to actually do it in downtown Harlan.
Hmm.
So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ragbri's coming through Harlan on Sunday, July 21st. And actually, I don't have enough to do, so I decided to be the co-chair of the housing committee.
And so where are you at in process now? Because I know it takes a long time to get everything ready. And when you think about that, July isn't that far away.
No, it isn't. But they've got a great committee here in Harlan. The city administrator, Terry Cox, has been the head of that committee out of the six times that Ragbri has gone through Harlan. So he has a great committee in place. And, you know, some people come and go each time, but still very well organized. And as far as all of the committees working on Ragbri, we have a website set up, and it's Harlan Ragbri. That's HARLANRAGBRAI.com. And on the homepage, the writers can go right there and fill out an application for housing, as long as they're a registered writer. And then along the left side of the website, there is a housing link. And so people in the community that would want to host a writer or a group of writers can fill out that form as well, and then we'll match them up. So we do need folks to volunteer their house or their yard or their driveway for an RV because we'll have, 20,000 people coming through here.
And the reputation that Ragbri folks have is if they come and use your whatever space, yard, driveway, house, that they leave it at least as good as it was when they came.
You know, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that said they've left it in better shape.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Some people have made lifelong friends. There's a lot of people that I won't even have to touch, in that there's people that have stayed here before, and they call those same people. So I don't even have to, you know, handle mm-hmm. those folks. I'm looking for, you know, it's the new riders or the people that don't have a connection to Harlan, and that they're looking for someplace. And yeah, these folks are great. They're from all over the world, so you may have some guests that are very interesting to talk to and get to know. And it's a great opportunity to show off the community.
You bet. So RAGBRAI opportunities there, and go to that website, harlanragbrai.com, to get more information. You know, you're in the neighborhood here where there will be a lot of folks affected by that. So we want to thank you very much, Jane Nielsen, who is the director for Develop Source in Shelby County, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet, Jane. Until next time, since it's still planting season, and you may not want to plant turnips, but here's three row of turnips to plant. Turn up with a smile, turn up with a new idea, turn up with determination.